Bill Nelson's first stop was a tour of the federal courthouse downtown, which is closed because of health-threatening mold and water damage.
I found out about it this morning at 5:30 as I was reading my briefing paper as I was on Silver Airways coming to Pensacola to meet with Judge Rogers.
In April, the Senate approved spending the $32 million needed to renovate the facility. The House followed suit, but then something cropped up.
They've come up with some other kind of jurisdictional logjam of not being able to get in and actually do the rehab work for another year. That's just pure balderdash. We will get that administrative hiccup taken care of.
Part of that hiccup appears to be the fact that a private firm owns the courthouse for now. Nelson is calling for the project to be fast-tracked.
Technically, I think what it is, the property doesn't revert to the city of Pensacola until July of next year, but we've got federal courts and marshals and judges that are scattered all over Pensacola. We don't have enough courtrooms.
Senator Nelson's tour of the courthouse follows similar visits from Senator Marco Rubio 2 weeks ago and Congressman Jeff Miller last week. Afterward, Nelson went to Pensacola City Hall to meet with local elected officials, including Mayor Ashton Hayward.
How you've delivered every time we've called, obviously from the BP oil spill to anything that we've needed from Hurricane Ivan, Hurricane Katrina. I'm happy that you got to see what's been going on in the last 6 years with the private investment in our community and all the dollars that we've been able to receive from the BP oil spill has been tremendous.
One of the main points of discussion was how Congress went on recess and did not address providing federal money to fight Zika. Nelson's bill called for $1.9 billion. A compromise $1.1 billion measure was passed in the Senate.
So it goes over to the House. Then they wait until the last few days before the Congress was going to adjourn for the political conventions. And they tack on some riders that are unacceptable.
Those riders involve displaying the Confederate flag, defunding Planned Parenthood, and not replenishing the fund for Ebola.
That was raided by the administration so they could get ahead of this and go on and start spending the money for developing a vaccine, the spraying and so forth, the assisting of local governments with their spraying and so forth.
To replenish the Ebola fund, the House voted to raid the Medicaid fund of Puerto Rico, who, along with Brazil, are the areas hardest hit by Zika.
And by the way, Puerto Rico are U.S. citizens. They're estimating that 25% of the entire population of Puerto Rico will be infected.
Elsewhere, the discussion ranged from improving infrastructure to controlling stormwater and how to spend the BP oil spill proceeds in general and on helping minority-owned businesses in particular. Nelson wrapped up the session saying he had one more stop to make in Pensacola.
Congratulations to you all in finding De Luna's original location, and I'm going to get to go there next.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.